how to organize a lot of stuff.
Okay, so I guess let's just reveal a little bit. So we're doing this toast with Dalal and Beis. Okay, the one who starts from Dalal and Allah from the bottom, the Marinon, and the top of Dalal and Beis. So basically, let's try to cut to the chase. So we have, let's just first review the Svaras. So we have this question about Yamachokas. Basically, if you go from Rishis Yachid, if you throw some Rishis Yachid to Rishis Yachid, it's just Rabbim in between, are you Chayav or Pata? Okay, now, one way to learn the Machlokas is under 10 Tvachim, where the thing is actually going, let's say it's a ball. So the ball is going through the airspace of Rishis Rabbim. And the question is in general, the Chum say not Chayav because you don't have a Hanacha in the Rishis Rabbim. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, Kluza Kamisha Hancha. Means that if it goes through the airspace, it's as if it's resting in the Rishis Rabbim, and therefore you Chayav. So Machlokas is, do you say Kluta Kamisha Hancha Dam Yarna? Okay? Do you say, when it's in the airspace, it's as if it's resting? So for that we said, that the basic idea we said is that for an object to have a makom, it has to have davian makom dalal al dalal, because then it has an essential relationship to the makom. Okay, that's so it's really like munach, it really is a kfias makom. It's a property of the object. And you're changing its makom, it only exists when the object really is munach on dalal al dalal. But that's Tanakamo. So he says, so going through the airspace simply is not a din, it doesn't really take on the makom, it's just passing through. But Rabbi Akiva says that's true, that would be very good. But the Torah took a restricted hotzah to from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rab. So the Chum say is it just the Smacha Garua, but what the Torah did is it just limited and said changing the makom of the object, but only when it's in different Rishus, Rishus Yachid, Rishus Rab. But Rabbi Akiva says that sounds artificial. You're just sticking in Rishus Yachid, Rishus Rab, but that doesn't fit in the changing the makom of the object. It has nothing to do with Rishus. So rather, Rabbi Akiva says the Torah changed the definition of hotzah from change of makom to changing the rishus in which the object finds itself. Okay, it's not an intrinsic property of the object, but an object which is in this rishus, if you change an object from being an object in rishus yachid to an object in rishus rab, then that's the malacha. Now a rishus has ground and it has airspace. So the avir, once it enters the avir of the new rishus, so it takes on, that's its identity, it's in that rishus. So therefore, Yechayev, it doesn't need Hanacha. As Kluta, within the framework of Rishuyos, changing Rishus, Kluta is as if it was Munach in the framework of the definition of the object, in terms of the Makom. Okay, so that's the Kluta Mishanacha. But basically, also, now, according to Rikiva, the final form of Malachas Hotzah is simply changing the shame of the Rishus of the object. And therefore, once it enters the airspace, it takes on the new Din Rishus. But again, Makom is only Dalal Dalal. Okay, if you want to give the chefza the shem makom, then it's only da da da. Okay, so that's the question. Did the Torah, again, change to the din of Rishuyos, or do you say no, it's stuck with the din of makom, changing the makom of the object, but it limited when it's from one Rishus to one, a makom in one Rishus to a makom in the other Rishus? Okay. So that's if you learn the machlokas is under 10 tefachim. Because under 10 tefachim is going through the airspace of Rishus Rabim, and you could say that it takes on the shem Rishus Rabim. Okay, fine. But there's another way to learn the machlokas, which is that it's above 10. Above 10 tefachim. Okay? Above 10 tefachim. And really, the Gemara says everybody holds Kluta Kamisha Hancha. Okay? And below 10, you'd be chayav. But the machlokas is above 10. And above 10 is really, it's totally avoiding the Rishus HaRabim altogether. But it's a separate thing that if you hand, in the Mishkan, they handed things above 10. And the question is, do you say, just like handing something above 10 is asar, throwing it above 10 is asar? Okay, again, so above 10 is going through Makom Tor, it's not going through Rishus Rab. So, intrinsically, none do Rishus Rab. But in the Mishkan, they did that. They handed things above 10 through the Makom Tor. So, you may learn out that throwing things also above 10 through the Makom Tor is a problem. And that's the machlokas. If you say the machlokas is above 10, the question is, can you learn, can you extend from Moshe to Zorik? Okay, from handing to throwing. Okay, so that's the other way to learn that the machlokas. The machlokas is above 10. Okay, fine. So there's two different ways to learn the machlokas. Okay, fine. Two different ways to learn the machlokas. So now the Gemara says, so the problem is in our Mishnah, right? So the problem is our Mishnah. Who's the author of our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah basically says you put it in a guy's hand and you're chayev. So the guy's hand isn't dalal dalad. So it says, Rabba says, that's Rabbi Akiva. Because he holds you don't need dalal dalad. Okay, you don't need klutim yishanchah, you don't need dalal dalad. So the Gemara says, yeah, but why are you saying it's Rabbi Akiva? But you, Rava, if the machlokas is below 10, then the machlokas is, do you say kutuk mishan ochar or not? But if you say the machlokas is above 10, but below 10, everyone agrees, you do say kutuk mishan ochar. So maybe it's the Rabbanan also. Why is Rava saying necessarily it's only Rabbi Akiva? Maybe it's the Rabbanan also. That's what the Gemara asks.
Who holds what?
Maybe the Rabban also includes the Gemisha and Chadami. If you say the Machlokas is above 10, but below 10, even the Rabban will agree or Chayiv, because
that's
they agree
sure.
The Gemisha and Chadami. Maybe, that's what Rabban wasn't sure. He wasn't sure if the Rabban held that or not. So if the Rabban held that, so why is Rabbi Akiva, why does Rabban have to force it in onto Rabbi Akiva, but maybe Rabban himself is unsure, maybe the Rabban also holds the Gemisha and Chadami. Maybe they also hold that. So why the Gemara asks, why did Rabbi Akiva, why did Rava force it and say, this is, our Mishnah could only be Rabbi Akiva. Maybe it's the Rabbanan also. You see, he was unsure. Okay? So, Tosas asks, he says, maybe in Echonami. Maybe, really, it could be the Rabbanan also. But he picked Rabbi Akiva because Rabbi Akiva definitely holds Kutu Mishancha. The Rabbanan, it depends. So why is the Gemara so upset that he says that it's Rabbi Akiva? Maybe it's the Rabbi Akiva, but maybe it's Rabban. He wasn't sure, so he just picked Rabbi Akiva. Okay. So basically, so Tosas answers, and this is basically the point. I mean, if you don't get the Cheshbon, you can still get as far. The Tosas is saying is that if you hold Kluta Kamisha Huncha, okay, if you hold that if it goes through the airspace, if it's resting, then you can't possibly say, you can't learn out that if you throw it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah above 10, you're going to be chayev. You learn that out from Moshe. You can't learn that out. Because since you say that when it's in an airspace, it's as if it's resting, so when you throw it above, from one Rosh Hashanah to the other Rosh Hashanah, above 10 tvachim, so it's going through the Makom Patur. Okay, it's going through the Makom Patur. So since Kluta Kamisha Hancha, it's as if it's resting in the Makom Patur. So it's basically you're throwing it from Rosh Hashanah to a Makom Patur, and then from Makom Patur to Rosh Hashanah. But you're not going to be chayiv for that. See, in Moshe, when you're handing it, you're just handing it directly from Shaziach to Shaziach. That you can be chayiv for. But throwing it, it's entering the airspace of Makom Pator, and now the thing is going to become a munach, klutu gemisha uncha, in the Makom Pator. So how could you be chayiv? So how could you be chayiv for Zorich, throwing it above 10? Elamai, if you say a chayiv for above 10, it must be held klutu glav gemisha uncha dami. So therefore, if you're saying Rabbi Akiva holds a chayiv above 10, it must be held So why was Rabba so certain that Rabbi Akiva held Kludu Meshoncha according to the second way he can't hold Kludu Meshoncha? Okay? Again, the punchline is, the Cheshbon is that if you hold Kludu Meshoncha, it means if you hold that when an object is in the airspace of the Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, it says if it's at rest in that Rosh Hashanah, similarly, when you throw it, again, from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah, through the airspace of Makom Pator above, you'll say that the object is as if it's at rest in the Makom Pator, in which case you're going from Shiyachit to Makom Pator through Shiyachit, which is definitely Bata.
It's not definitely possible to say five both.
Right, that's what you're saying. You can't possibly hold Klutu Gemisha Huncha, and also that you're going to say you learn Zorek from Moshe. You can't hold that. Okay, those are not, those can't coexist. That's Tosa's point. Okay? Because, and the logic sounds good, because Kutum Yishoncha means it's at rest. And clearly, if you take some Rosh Hashanah, put it down on a Makom Pator, and then pick it up again, and pick it up and put it in a Rosh Hashanah, that's not, you're not going to chai for that. Even if you go Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, then you put it on the Makom Pator in between, you're not chai for that. Put it on like a doorstep in between, you're not chai. So that's Tosa's deduction. Coming along to the Shalom, he says, yes.
When did we say that?
Okay, so that's Tosa. Tosa's Shalom comes along and says, not so fast. Not so fast. You can't compare. Just because you say klutu gemisha uncha when you throw it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, okay, that the airspace, that once it goes to the airspace, you're in Michayev, doesn't mean you're going to say the same thing in the Makom Pator. That if you throw it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah above, through the Makom Pator, that you're going to be pot. Why? Because he says you only say klutu gemisha uncha to be machmir, not to be mekel. Okay? It's just a rule. That wasn't meant to be machmir. As if you're throwing it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, so once it enters the airspace of Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be chayiv. It's going to be machmir on you. You don't have to wait until it rests. Once it's in the airspace, you're going to be chayiv. It's going to be machmir. The principle is a chumra principle. It's going to be machmir. You're going to be chayiv v'chatos chayiv misa for doing that. But in the case of the Rosh Hashanah through the Makom Pator, you don't need to be machmir. The guy is a malacha. It's zorek from Rosh Hashanah. Now, saying that it's kamisha huncha in the Makom Pator is a kula. You're being makel on the guy and saying that the guy is potter. Okay, where he would have otherwise been chayiv. He says, you don't say, Kutuk Mishahuncha, to pater a guy. Okay? You don't say, Kutuk Mishahuncha, to pater a guy. And he says, I'll prove it to you. Because halacha is you throw something, Dalad Amos and Mishos Harabim, Yechayev. But why don't you say that that every ama, every inch, the thing is Mishahuncha? So you're never going to be Chayev. Because it's going to, every inch, it's going to say as if it's resting. So, but you see a chayev. So apparently saying, you don't say to pati, you only say to be mechayev you. So that's Israel. Basically, by Magam Torah, what Mikvah Shalom is like, by Magam Torah, he's saying is that it's going from Shiyachah to Shiyachah, but he's saying Mishoncha would mean it's like it's mufsak. That's what Tos is saying. It's like it's mufsak in the middle by the Magam Torah. So it's like a throw from Shiyachah to Makam Tor to Shiyachah. It's like a hafzik in that thing.
Right.
So he's saying similarly, when you throw Dalar Amos, it will be a hafzik in the Hilach. It's going Dalar Amos, but
what
it's going
it
two Amos, two Amos.
What makes it a hafzik?
Okay, so that's his right. That you don't just say Kutuk Mishahuncha everywhere. You don't say it by Zoik Dalar Amos to Shosarabim. So you see, apparently, it doesn't work there. So what's the rule? The rule is, you only say it to be Machmir on a guy, not to be Mekel on a guy. That's his rule. Whatever sense that makes, that's his rule. Okay? Why should it be that way? Whatever, that's what we have to figure out. Now, they ask on him, by the way, the Rashba asks on him, he says, the Gemara by Gat. He says,
Does that mean the Kuta, the principle would not exist?
Yeah, it means the principle wouldn't exist.
You wouldn't follow through to say the Allah?
Whatever it means. I mean, that's what you have to explain. It does, yeah, I mean,
sounds
that's
like
a Yisvara, but you don't say it. Whatever that means,
right.
You don't say it. I mean, that's a question. I mean, that's the problem. I don't know. If it, either it's a logical principle, then it should apply always. And if it's not a logical principle, then it shouldn't apply. How do you just pick and choose when to apply it?
And if it exists, it should.
Yeah, basically, what he says is that he doesn't like it because he says, by get also, and you throw, and you have a hook, there's a case in Gittin where you throw something into a woman's rishas, into her chatzer. So it says, there's a question where they say, Kutuk Mishoncha, like when it enters the airspace, because right, her chatzer is kona, the gat. So it says, when it enters the airspace, you say, Kutuk Mishoncha damia. Right? Now, are we talking about chayev or pater there? Are you being machmir? Are you being mekel? Has nothing to do with it. It's just a principle. Kutuk Mishoncha. Okay, so there's a principle. It's not just from the vantage point of malach of chumrah or whatever. He says it's a case in Gittin where it's talking about in terms of a field being kona. So how's Tosfos Shanim just saying is no, it's only talking about to be mechayev a guy, okay, and not to be pater a guy. Well, what does get into has nothing to do with chivra p'torah. It just has to do with kenyanim. So you see, apparently, it's just a principle, kutuk mishoncha, whatever the principle is, but it's a universal principle. Applies by kenyan, applies by iser, whether it's chumra or kula. It's just a rule. The rule. It just applies wherever. Apply it by get. You can just pick it up and apply it wherever you want. Right, I mean, Tosfos Shanim is saying it's not a rule. You can't just apply it everywhere. He says, well, they took it and applied it to get. That has nothing to do with Shabbos altogether. So apparently, it just does apply everywhere. Apparently, you just apply it. And that's his question. You can't just say it's only Chumrah and Nakula. He says there's nothing to do with Chumrah and Kula over there. Okay, so I think we should do is let's try to explain. I guess we could try to explain what's maybe the first step to do is to try to explain Tosfos Shanim. What's his sense? What's his logic? Only by Chiyav and not by Petorah. What's that? You know, I mean, the other side is, in a certain sense, the other side, on the simplest pshat level, the other side is saying, look, you just apply it always. Which, you could have svara problems with it, but I mean, he's just saying you apply the rule. But the Tosfos Shanim is making like this funny chiluk. So let's try to understand this funny chiluk. And then maybe we'll go back to see what Tosfos learns. But what's this idea that it applies only by Chiyav and not by Petorah? Only to be Machmir and not to be Mekel. And how does it just do that? Or it just sounds like an ad hoc kind of an answer. Okay. And then, yeah, right. And I guess if we could answer the get question, that would be nice, but we'll see. I mean, we're on the sugya of get, but at least how it can be possible to apply by get. Okay, so here, let's try this together. So the way I agree with Chaim with what you're saying. I think the way we worked out yesterday, I think is gonna work fine. For the Tosfos Shanim. Okay? I think we would also say that you'd only say Lahakel, Lahakel, Lahakel. Okay? It's just that it sounds like he's saying a funny thing, so you don't realize it, but I think that's what we would say also. Okay? But let's just first say what it's not saying. It's not saying, and this is what we were saying yesterday, is it's not saying magical Kluta Kamishanacha. Just magic. When the thing is Kluta, it has Din Hanacha. Or even not magic, even just halachic, whatever. It's not just saying, any time something is in the airspace of Rishos, it's Mishoncha. Okay, because if you say that, that's the kasha. So it's in the airspace of Rishos of a Makom B'Tor, it's like you put it down on the Makom B'Tor. So then, that's Tosfos' point. Good Mishoncha. Whenever a thing is in the airspace of Rishos, it's Mishoncha. So the Hashem says, well, then in Zorik Talam Rishos Rabim also, it's as if it's Huncha. I mean, where, how do you draw that line? I mean, she just keeps saying it's Mishoncha. Okay, but it's not saying that. It's not saying that when an object is in airspace, it's Mishoncha. It's not true. It's not what it's saying. It's not saying it's like a Din Hanacha. Because it's not. It's not a Munach. An object is not a Munach. It's an airspace. Airspace is airspace. Munach is Munach. And it's different things. But rather, it's saying is that the Isser Hotza'ah on Shabbos is to transfer it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Which means basically you don't need Hanacha. Okay, the Isser is to transfer from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So when you throw it something from Rosh Hashanah, the second it answers and enters the Rosh Hashanah, then you're chayev, because you've changed the Tzushos. It entered the Avir. And it's not pshat that the Avir, now we pretend it's on the floor, it's just that the Isser Hotza'ah is to cause it to enter that airspace, or to cause it to transfer, to make it transfer to Shuyos. So the second it enters other airspace, you're going to be chayev. Okay, so it's a little bit machmir on the guy. In other words, we're defining the Isser Hotza'ah in a way that's easier to be over. Okay, it's easier to be over. You don't have to actually be meniach the object. All you have to do is change its rishos. Okay, that's what, it's a chumrah. It's making it easier to be over. You don't need a hanacha. Okay, you don't need a hanacha. Okay, I mean, in this regard, it's a chumrah. I mean, in the other regard, it's a kula because it's only rishos l'rishos as opposed to even within your house or whatever. But in this regard, it's a chumra, because it's easier to be over. All you need to do is to transfer the rishos, to change the rishos. But it's, again, it's not saying that when something is in airspace, it's like it's on the floor. Okay. So now the question is like this. Now moshet is, halacha moshet is, that if you do an action of handing something from one rishos yachid to the other rishos yachid, and these rishos yachid are separated by makom b'tor, so you're chayef. Okay. That's halacha, the motion. I'm sorry. And these are Rosh separated by Rosh Hashanah and Siyach. Okay, that's halacha Moshe. You hand an object from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah, even when the Rosh Hashanah are separated by Rosh Hashanah, Siyach. So similarly, you say, if you throw an object from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, if you do an action of throwing an object from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah, when these Rosh Hashanah are separated by Rosh Hashanah, Siyach. Because Zorik and Moshe are pretty much the same thing. They're very similar. So therefore you learn Yafin Zorik Moshe. So now what are you going to say? Yeah, but when it's in the airspace of the Makom B'Tor, it's Kamisha Hancha. No, it's not Kamisha Hancha. We're not saying that an object is like it's resting when it's in airspace. That's not the principle. The principle is that the Isser Hotza'ah is only just to transfer the rishos of the object. And it's like rishos rabim is not to give it a new makom. You don't need hanacha, but all you need to do is to transfer the rishos of the object, and that's enough. That's enough by the rishos rabim. That's all you need. So it's kudli mishomcha. But it's not saying the object is like it's on the floor now. So therefore, when you throw it from rishos yachid to rishos yachid, through their system, makom b'tor, who cares? But the bottom line is, I did an action of throwing it, and now you have a tolda called Moshe, which means handing it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, where they're separated from Rosh Hashanah. Similarly, throwing it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, where they're separated from Rosh Hashanah. So who cares that it went through makom b'tor? The question is, did I do an action of throwing it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, which are separated by Rosh Hashanah? And the answer is, I did. So now, so what are you going to say? Since it went through makom b'tor, it's as if it rested? No, it's not as if it rested. That's a good question. So they're asking the question is, let me explain the question. The question is, it doesn't work out, because still you should say that since the halacha is changing Rishos, that since that's what Hotzah became, so when you throw from Rishos Yachid to Rishos Arat, through Makom B'Tor to Rishos Yachid, so now it's a different Maisa, because now it's going changing Rishos from with the Makom B'Tor involved in the middle. But in Moshe, it's not. It just changes Rishos directly, Rishos Yachid, Rishos Yachid. So how could you learn that? See, in the framework of Hanacha, it's not Munach in the Makom B'Tor. But since you're telling me the whole framework now is just changing Rishos, so now the Zorik is different from Moshe. So again, that's the question. So why don't you say the same thing? Okay, so that's a good question. I don't know, I have to think about it more. But in the meantime, let's just do the facts. So the Ramban gives a different answer. The Ramban is on Ayam HaBeis, and basically his answer is He says, Kikama Rabbi Akiva, Dafka Be'achnasa L'Rishas Acheras. The only time you say Kutu Kikamishacha is when it enters a new Rishas. De Kaltuha Mechitzos. Oh, I'm sorry. This is answering why you don't say it by Zorik Dalan Amos. He's not talking about Kumator. He says, why you don't say it by Dalan Amos. Zorik Dalan Amos Rishas Rabbi. He says, the only time you say Kutu Kikamishacha is where it enters a new Rishas. Because the Mechitzos, like, grab it on. Grab onto it. It's like they're mechitzos of Rishos, and the mechitzos of the new Rishos grab onto it. Now, the Chadosh is Elamina, but you don't say it in one Rishos. You don't say it in one Rishos. And Dalala, Dalala, Shazram is all in one Rishos. You don't say it. You only say it in a new Rishos.